MusicTown is a new interdisciplinary festival which will take place in 2015. It aims to celebrate all music genres being performed in the city of Dublin. The festival staged a launch event last night at the Mansion House in Dublin. Our reporter, Abby Philbin-Bowman, has been talking to some of those involved in MusicTown.
Last night in Dublin's Mansion House, Donal Lunny and Paddy Glacken helped to launch a new festival called MusicTown. One of those on the steering committee is the artistic director of the improvised music company, Jerry Godley. I asked Jerry what MusicTown was all about.
If anything, MusicTown should be a kind of conduit, you know, between all of the different music making that's happening in the city and the audience that awaits it, you know, a sense of discovery maybe.
With the first full MusicTown Festival scheduled for 2015, I asked another member of the steering committee, the Dublin City Arts Officer Ray Yates, what people who go to MusicTown should expect to see.
Well, I would say that you would see a broad range of venues throughout the city, hopefully some unusual venues, maybe people from the National Concert Hall through to the Round Room through to maybe a community venue. You'll see different forms of music, so whatever fan you are, you'll do that. One of the great points that was made to me is that smaller audience numbers for a musical form, that musical form will work in front of a bigger audience. So you could imagine, and this is what I'm imagining, that you have somebody, some major star, like Bellex One, who are playing at the launch.
It's coming faster now. And I never thought I'd be running past you now. But you're holding out on me. Strip of lace on your collarbone. I think I caught you catching me. A space off. Is there a time for us?
And supporting Bellex One, just as we're doing at the launch, is classical music. And that this audience is introduced to and will love this, but just never gets a chance to see it on that scale.
The choice of Handel's Messiah is no accident. Here's Ray Yates again.
Handel will be the inspiration and be honoured separately. Now, we have to be very careful about expectations here, right, that we cannot overnight create the Edinburgh Festival. So in 2015, we think we would have 5 bespoke Handel events and 10 MusicTown events. That's my target.
And how realistic is that target, given how many cuts we've seen to arts funding?
A lot of people have said to me as well, Ray, we've got to stop talking about limited resources in the arts. It's actually making us limited. We have to step out and try and win and try and play to win because we've been clobbered by this recession. So, and that's true of an awful lot of sectors, but in the arts, the arts have really, really been cut badly.
And what about the age-old question of musicians themselves, such as the classical pianist Fionnuala Moynihan, whom you're currently listening to, making a living wage? Jerry Godley again.
I don't think it's the responsibility of MusicTown or anybody else, frankly, to make sustainable careers for musicians. You know, there's no right to make a living from music. There's only an opportunity to make a living from music. And MusicTown hopefully will sort of tee itself up, you know, to be a benign presence in that. But I mean, we live in a brave new world, you know, without any of the historical kind of institutional supports for emerging artists, whether that's record labels. I mean, these are questions for national broadcasters, for example, to consider as well. You know, lots of this stuff has been hollowed out of music, not just as a consequence of the economic crisis, but the kind of profound technological change we're living through as well. It's a huge existential question for music.
By this point, the key question on every working musician's mind will be, okay, so how do I get a gig?
Well, I mean, that sounds like a really tough question, and I think that there will be applications. We'll open to applications in September. And I did see the bit of terror as well in the stakeholders of we'll be rolled over by the demand, right? But would we rather not do it? That is a difficulty. We're going to have to face it. And people are going to say, I'm trying to be in that festival and I can't get in. And other people are saying, you know, the big thing is there is no conspiracy of people on the inside picking who they know. As a city council, we hopefully could guarantee that.
And what about those who still won't be happy?
Well, the real art form in Ireland is complaining. And I think that there are a tremendous amount of masters of that. And I'm not running that festival.
Finally, then, why is it important for Dublin to hold yet another music festival in 2015?
Other cities are eating our lunch. Glasgow is a place like that are absolutely showcasing Irish music in all its forms. And this is about Dublin and all of the music. And we've even had debate, what do you mean in Dublin? But if you happen to be in Dublin at the time, you're in.
Which presumably explains the presence of Cavan native Lisa O'Neill at last night's showcase.
Tears came down in the kitchen with Willie Nelson. These memories greater than I could ever imagine. Three gigantic hearts circle the table. I'm up late, not yet 8, privileged and stable.
Lisa O'Neill ending that report from A.B. Philbin Bowman on the new Music Town Festival, the planning stage clearly already underway for this inaugural event to take place in 2015. MusicTown.ie for full details.